And joining us from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith is Mark Myers. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. I tell you, it's just a whole other day of earnings out there today, and it looks like we're getting them right and left this morning. First off, we'll start off with Microsoft. Microsoft recorded earnings and revenue that missed analyst expectations. Net income was 53 cents a share, and analysts were expecting 56 cents a share. And if you're wondering how much 53 cents a share is, that translates into $4.47 billion in profit. Now, Microsoft's revenue fell 8% compared to a year ago. They're having a really hard time competing against tablets, more and more people buying tablets instead of PCs. But Microsoft is hoping to revive PC sales next week with the launch of its Windows 8 system on Friday. But that stock is down this morning. Now, we also heard from Google. Google reported its quarterly earnings much earlier than expected on Thursday, and the results missed analyst expectations significantly. And their shares plummeted yesterday about 8%. Revenue, though, was up quite a bit. It was up about 51%, but they still missed analyst expectations. Their earnings were $9.03 a share, and analysts had expected that company to report profit of $10.65 a share. Now, Google is running into the same problem that Facebook is running into. They're running into the problem of advertising. Google makes most of its money off ads. When you go on Google and you see an advertisement, and if you click on that, Google gets paid for that. But the problem is more and more of us are using our cell phones to access Google and Facebook, and it's harder for them to put ads on there because of the limited screen amount, and chances are you're probably not going to click onto it on a cell phone because you don't have a mouse to do that with. And advertisers are not willing to pay as much for mobile ads because they simply are not as effective as ads on a desktop. So Google is struggling with that problem. And we also heard from Verizon. They posted a 16% increase in quarterly profit, and that was helped by higher revenue in its wireless business. And they raised their data prices and started selling the iPhone, which all helped them out quite a bit. They reported 64 cents a share in profit, and that is what analysts expected, and it looks like that stock will be up this morning. Now, another stock that is getting hit this morning on the downward side is General Electric. They reported quarterly revenue that fell short of analysts' expectations, but earnings did match Wall Street's expectations. Earnings were 36 cents a share, and revenue was $36.3 billion, but that was about $600 million less than what most people were expecting, and that stock will be down. Honeywell, they reported better-than-expected earnings, and they saw a 10% rise in their quarterly earnings, which was very, very good. The maker of aircraft, electronics, and building control systems said they earned $1.20 a share, and Wall Street was looking for only $1.14 a share. Now, look for McDonald's stock to be down this morning. They reported quarterly profits that were less than expectations, though revenues were actually a little bit higher. They reported revenues of $7.2 billion, but that's down from $7.1 billion from a year ago. They reported earnings of $1.43 a share, and that's down from last year's $1.45 a share, but that's still that's also still below analyst target of $1.47 a share. McDonald's and other fast food operators have been pressured by the European Union. Now, it looks like most earnings are not coming out that well this morning, and as a result, the market does look like it's going to open up down about 44 points on the Dow. But also what's kind of overhanging the market is history. Exactly 25 years ago today was a day that historians call Black Monday back in 1987, and that's when the Dow fell 22.6% just in one day, and over the next 4 days, the market fell about 30%. In historical terms, that one-day loss was the largest ever in stock market history, so a lot of people are looking at that and wondering if that could happen to us again.
Yeah, the government says, well, we put in a lot of safeguards, but who knows?
Yeah, yeah. We've already proven those safeguards do not work.
I think
we
you're
had that
right.
problem a while back.
That's why we got you, Mark. You can watch it for us.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach. He does watch over that, and he can give you some good advice. Stern, Agee & Leach is located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach Mark by calling 782-2527, 782-2527, or email him at mmyers@sternagee.com. Now, as promised, we have special guest Paula Linder joins us. Paula, good morning, as we talk about a cleanup